I was reminiscing about what it felt like to fly when I was a boy. Words like exhilarating, exciting, and fun come to mind. With my dad in the Air Force, I flew a few times in RCAF planes like the DC-3 Dakota, DC-4 North Star, C-119 Flying Boxcar, and CL-44 Yukon. That one had real seats. The first three had canvas bench seating I called paratrooper seating. The DC-3, DC-4, and C-119 were not pressurized and they were cold inside, even in July. Oh, and noisy, very noisy. When you boarded, you were handed two things, a barf bag and cotton to stuff in your ears. My first flight in a civilian commercial aircraft was in a Trans-Canada Airlines, which became Air Canada, turboprop Viscount, and I thought, boy, this is really cool. The seats were comfortable and the cabin was pressurized and quiet. Of course, in my grown-up years, flying has become a lot less cool and neither exhilarating nor exciting. There's not a lot of choice going to and from Saskatoon. It's either Air Canada or WestJet or one of their subsidiaries, depending on where and when you want to go. A recent report from the Competition Bureau recommends Canada should roll back restrictions on foreign ownership for domestic airlines to strengthen domestic competition. The report says that with the right policy changes, governments can create the conditions for new airlines to grow and compete and give Canadians access to more affordable, reliable options for flights. Well, we'll see if that report generates any action. I won't hold my breath. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.